on his motorcycle, Gord Wyant prefers the back roads to the easily traveled highways.
All the state roads go through all the small towns, and that's where all the color is on a motorcycle trip.
He recalled a journey through Nebraska last summer where they stopped at a bar.
And as we walk in, the owner is holding a gun on us. And he says, "Are you guys armed?" We said, "No," and my friend says, "We're from Canada." He put the gun away. And
turns out the bar owner had been robbed a couple of weeks before by guys on motorcycles and was still a little nervous.
So anyway, we sat down and spent about 3 hours with the guy. He was a Vietnam veteran, and he started telling us the stories about his experiences in Vietnam, and it was really cool. Those are the kinds of experiences that you get.
It isn't a tale you expect from the province's former justice minister and attorney general. First elected for Saskatoon Northwest in a 2010 by-election, Wyant is a lawyer and was made Queen's Counsel in 2009. That is a very different profile from the one you see on the motorcycle with riding gloves and a leather jacket. But Wyant's love of them started early at 16 when he made his first purchase, and it's become a passion since then.
It's just great just being out on the road, and there's really nothing like it.
Much like a job interview, Wyant was asked about the qualities he possessed that would shape the sort of premier he might be.
I think my greatest strength is my ability to listen, and that's been one of the great advantages of this 5-month campaign, just going out and listening to people, what they have to say, and connecting with them. I don't have a lot of patience for the glacial pace of change, and especially in government. You know, when you need to help somebody, you want to make sure that you can get that done as quickly as possible, and so it's a frustration for me.
One thing that may be a surprise about Wyant is his obsession with silent auctions. There isn't a bid he won't make.
I do have a sign in my garage that says, "My greatest fear is when I die, my wife will sell all my stuff for what I told her I paid for it."
Asked what historical figure he'd want to share a meal with, Wyant answered John F. Kennedy, specifically to ask him questions about the Cuban Missile Crisis.
I'm a student of history, and I just think it was fascinating from a political perspective, from an international relations perspective, and I think it was fascinating.
If it isn't a history book, he writes, Wyant would one day like to compile all his writings and have them published. He won the Sterling Writing Award in 1999, and it's his real passion.
It's just usually a thought of the day, and oftentimes you're just sitting riding and random thoughts come into your head, or stories from the road.
If successful in this race, Wyant may soon be writing about being premier.
I made a decision that I got a voice that I wanted people to hear in terms of where I wanted this province to go and what I wanted to see it accomplished.
With this candidate profile, I'm Sarah Mills, 650 CKOM.